From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. South African President Jacob Zuma has announced that the funeral of Nelson Mandela will take place on Sunday, the 15th of December. The 95-year-old, South Africa's first black president and one of the world's most respected statesmen, died on Thursday at his home in Johannesburg. His body will lie in state from Wednesday until next Friday in the capital, Pretoria. This Sunday will be an official day of prayer and reflection in South Africa, while on Tuesday, a service of national mourning will be held at a stadium outside Johannesburg. Speaking in Cape Town, Mr. Mandela's longtime ally, Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, described him as an incredible gift to South Africa.
Like a most precious diamond, he was virtually flawless.
Princeton Lyman served as America's top diplomat in South Africa between 1992 and 1995. He remembers Nelson Mandela's commitment to peace.
He was committed to bring about a negotiated change, but he had to manage that pressure on the government on the one hand and keeping from breaking into violence on the other. And he did it with great skill and leadership throughout a very difficult negotiating process.
And at America's National Civil Rights Museum in Tennessee, visitors have been paying tribute to a leader who was an inspiration for African Americans in their own struggles against prejudice.
Nelson Mandela was an iconic figure. And he's someone that we all look up to.
Despite all the things that happened in South Africa and all the suffering and the pain, it was always about peace. It was always about love. And so I think the world's lost someone great.
Meanwhile, world leaders continue to pay their tributes. Pope Francis said Mr. Mandela had forged a new South Africa built on nonviolence and reconciliation, while Russian President Vladimir Putin called him one of the outstanding political figures of modern times. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth II is deeply saddened by Mr. Mandela's death, and a national UK service of thanksgiving will be held at Westminster Abbey. Our UK correspondent Natalie Powell is at the South African High Commission in central London.
Well, floral tributes to Mr. Mandela have been laid outside the steps of South Africa House. A few people here quietly paying their respects to the former leader. South Africa House just a stone's throw away from Trafalgar Square, which is still synonymous with anti-apartheid mass rallies decades ago. Elsewhere in London, the flag is flying half-mast at Downing Street as the whole of Britain mourns with South Africa and the Mandela family.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Other news now, and the U.S. unemployment rate fell to a five-year low of 7% in November. The government's November jobs report showed more jobs created than economists expected. Quinn Bowman has the details in New York.
The U.S. unemployment rate dropped to 7%, the lowest rate since November 2008, and the U.S. economy created 203,000 new jobs. Both figures beat Wall Street expectations and point to real gains in the U.S. labor market, which has seen persistent high unemployment since the 2008 financial crisis. The unemployment rate decreased even as the share of U.S. workers who are looking for a job or already have one increased. That labor participation rate is coming off October's 35-year low. The news will likely increase speculation that the U.S. Federal Reserve may start to reduce its monetary stimulus program at their mid-December meeting.
The Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has hinted that notorious prisoners Mikhail Khodorkovsky and members of the punk rock group Pussy Riot will not be granted amnesty. In a television interview, he insisted that Russia has no political prisoners, a view very much at odds with human rights organizations. Tom Barton reports from Moscow.
Dmitry Medvedev was speaking ahead of an amnesty bill due to be sent to the Russian parliament. The bill is expected to mean the release of some thousands of the over 680,000 held in Russian prisons. However, members of the punk rock group Pussy Riot, who performed a protest song in Moscow's largest cathedral, former oligarch Mikhail Khodorkovsky, and 28 people charged with violent rioting at a protest last year, where clashes saw many beaten with police batons, are not to be among them, despite being considered political prisoners by rights organizations.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.